This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Brisky,
featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
Is there an increase in this sort of behavior, this almost cabal type behavior in different communities than we've had in the past? I mean, we've gone into being a very tribe-based society where everybody is in their own little groups here and there, and they're stronger, it seems, in smaller numbers than just in mass where everybody used to kind of be in larger groups. Now we see the tribalism that goes on. Is that something that is kind of almost like a cancer on a lot of our systems right now, where this type of think is festering, is happening, is increasing just because of the way that society is now functioning as opposed to the way it may have 10, 20 years ago?
It's a great question that no one has the answer for. I try to find all the research studies I can on all these different questions that we have. But let's take a look at it. And you mentioned it. As a species that's evolved, we are extremely tribalistic. We look for and communicate with people that validate our own self-opinions of ourselves and the world and universe around us. We bond together because it makes us feel safe, because that is our primal urge and drive that we have, is a feeling of safety. Matter of fact, that is the greatest forger of trust, is people that make us feel safe psychologically, physically, emotionally. And so when you get these things together, that's what can potentially happen in the corruption system. That's why we have these checks and balances along the way. If there's a rise in that, I don't know. But well, here's what there is a rise in. It's shows like this that highlight these things. And that's part of what is great about our country is free press. Because free press allows us to dig deep in areas that we think there's not things going right. We think that people are being unjustly prosecuted. We think that there's not truth being exposed. And so our society keeps evolving and getting even better, although there's a lot of fake stuff out there, as we know, because of evolution of everything. But there's a lot more of probing into these things because there's more media, there's more social media, there's more shows that focus on these types of behaviors. So whether there's more or less, I don't know. I think another way to look at it is there's less people getting away with it than they used to because of shows like this. Whether it's on an increase or not, I don't know. But if there is an increase, they're going to have to get a lot smarter about how they're doing it because people like us are exposing them.
That's true. I mean, but it seems it gets exposed when the attention is there, when the spotlight is over on it, when something big happens. Something that I've noticed over the years in smaller communities, ones like I grew up in, you know, towns of 50, 60,000 people, you used to have your local newspaper, maybe you had a radio station or two, and they would cover local law, local happenings. They don't exist anymore. They're just not there. Some communities have some very good independent reporting that goes on. One that comes to mind, East Idaho News, that is I forget the gentleman's name who does it, but he does a very good job at covering local news independently, I guess, in the place of what a newspaper would have used to have done, and holding these people accountable when it's needed. And it used to be done all the time. It wasn't just when something bubbled up and, oh my gosh, things have gotten corrupt or twisted. It was always there. So it kind of kept that baseline level of things not to get out of control. And it seems we only really hear about it now is when it gets out of control. Do you think that plays a role because there isn't that accountability that used to be there all the time just to report on these sort of things? Because like I said, it does not exist. And yes, there's a lot of us out there, but a lot of us focus more on larger, bigger picture things. And we focus in when the attention gets there. But it seems a lot of communities are really missing, you know, kind of the guardrails of journalism that used to exist.
That is a profound observation, Tony. It really is. I wholly agree with you on it as well. I hadn't thought about that before, but when you do the thought experiments, as we talk about, that makes a lot of sense. Those smaller media outlets are evaporating.
Yeah.
And because the bigger ones are taking over, they're buying them out. And it's those smaller media outlets that have held our local politicians and our systems accountable for their behavior, because that's what they're there for. I mean, that's why the press corps goes to the White House every day for the briefing room to hold, you know, the president accountable. That's why they go to Congress. You know, it's our press that holds our elected officials and people in positions of trust accountable for their behaviors. And when those lower levels are evaporated because of the evolution of the conglomerates taking them over, mm-hmm. yeah, that it basically you're leaving Pandora's box open mm-hmm. without an accountability partner. Yep. There's no loving critic keeping people honest with what they should and shouldn't be doing. And then if you start getting a pattern of behavior and you're surrounded by people with groupthink,
yeah.
bad things can happen. That's a really interesting observation.
I mean, it turns into an echo chamber if you don't have that voice trying to hold people accountable. And I feel like that is so missing in so many of these communities where it was a guardrail and it's yeah. not there anymore. And I wonder how much of that plays a role in some of these bizarre situations where we're looking at it going, how can all of these people be so twisted into their ways of doing things the way they are and looking very corrupt when maybe they don't even think they are half the time because that groupthink is going on. And, well, this is the way we do it now. And if you don't know any different, I guess you don't know any different.
It's so true. Yeah, and when you think about it, even just us trying to find, you know, interesting cases, going into nooks and crannies of across the country to find them, and bring them out to light, it's very challenging sometimes because no. there's not a lot of coverage. You know, no. people are generally covering the bigger cases that are getting exposed or have a interesting, weird twist, like the Delphi cases. But trying to find the other ones are very challenging. I mean, think about it. When every time a new case pops up that I haven't quite seen before or exposed to, I do research. And no. I look at, and every time I do research, typically the numbers of homicides a year pops up. And we're thousands of homicides a year. And then you look at the types of murder weapons that are used in homicides, and it goes ticks on right down. And there's thousands upon thousands of cases and thousands upon thousands of prosecutions and defenses that are going on every year. But we hear of so few of them. And so it really makes you wonder, oh my gosh, what is going on? And having some due diligence at our level is really imperative to keep systems in place that inspire trust.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.